with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Additional videos have been released in the hunt for the Brown University shooter who is still at large.
After releasing an initial suspect in the Brown University shooting over the weekend, authorities have now released three new videos of the man they believe carried out the attack. In the videos, which were shot about 2 hours before the shooting, the man was wearing a mask and a two-tone jacket. Although his face is not visible, the videos provide the clearest images yet of the suspect, Providence Police Chief Colonel Oscar Perez.
Again, we're asking for the public assistance in identifying this individual that we're about to show you, and we'll release this video on Twitter.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Correspondent Ed Donahue reports on a new flood threat in the Pacific Northwest.
Water levels receded in Jeff and Ann Goss's neighborhood for the moment.
When we see it come over the rain, train tracks over here on Highway 20,
it was like a waterfall.
It's a waterfall. And so if that gets back up there again before it's receded enough, we could be right back in the same position.
The levee was badly damaged during flooding in 2020.
Authorities in two of the cities, Renton and Tukwila, said Monday afternoon the flooding was confined to small industrial areas and that no residents were being evacuated. No injuries have been reported. Police say the younger son of Rob Reiner is in jail for what investigators believe was the fatal stabbing a day earlier of the director, actor, and his wife Michelle at their home in Los Angeles. It was not immediately clear what charges 32-year-old Nick Reiner would face. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 41 points, the NASDAQ dropped 137. This is SRN News. Christianity is losing its grip on young people.
According to a new study by the Pew Research Center, 76% of people who are over 70 and were raised as believers still are today. But amongst those ages 18 to 24, only 41% who grew up in the faith say they are still Christians now. And all those young people who are leaving Christianity are generally not subscribing to some different faith. The Pew Report indicates most who stop following Christ are now followers of no particular religion. Michael Harrington reporting.
A group of Syrian American Jews has registered a non-governmental organization in Syria. It's a bid to restore Jewish heritage in a country where the once sizable religious minority has shrunk to almost nothing. Syrian government spokesman Hind Kabawat says the establishment of the Jewish Heritage in Syria Foundation is a step for us to tell the world our country has room for everyone. This is SRN News. Jimmy Lai, the pro-democracy former Hong Kong media mogul and outspoken critic of Beijing, was convicted in a landmark national security trial in the city's court on Monday, which could send him to prison for the rest of his life. BBC correspondent Danny Vincent reports.
Jimmy Lai was found guilty of all charges, two counts of conspiring to collude with foreign powers and one of sedition. The judge said he had harbored hatred towards China. Critics have dismissed the case against him as political persecution. Human rights groups and many international governments have called for his release. The 78-year-old will be sentenced at a later date. He could now face life in prison. He's already been detained for 5 years.
Lai was arrested in August 2020 under a Beijing-imposed national security law. More details at srnnews.com.